Blog Talk Radio.
There's 3 D's. There's distraction, detour, and delay. Most of my brothers from another mother, we serve all three of them.
Yeah. What up, everybody? It's that time of the week. It's your boy Dub C, and I'm here on behalf of the Street Rev and First Lady Tabitha. Check it out. One time. It's encouragement time, and it's the time of the week. So, drop what you're doing and grab a seat. Sharing a message in a way that's just unique. The street reverend first lady, bring your feet to the street. That's right. Encouragement time, the time of the week. So, drop what you're doing, better grab a seat. Sharing a message in a way that's really unique. The street reverend first lady, bring your feet to the street.
Once again, it's on, family. Feet to the street, no limit. Broken Chains Ministries, free to be me. Want to give a special shout out to my boy Dub C for that beautiful intro. He put it together for us. It's going down in the town, Oakland, California. That beat. Hi. You got two of America's most best, I must confess. And we ain't stressed, baby. Yeah. I am OG Frank the Bank, you know, going on the street rail right now. You feel me? But you can call me what you want to. Okay, so I guess y'all can see I'm pumped, I'm hyped, I'm ready to get it on tonight. And I'm just flowing these poets up out my tongue. After the song, I keep hearing my wife with a giggle, so I guess she want to wiggle. I'm going to introduce to some and to most. Here she is, my boss queen, Lady Tabitha's in the building. Yay, yay.
Hey, family and friends and family and friends and world. Hey, friends. Special shout out to you. We will be there soon. Rev said we come into France in December. But, oh, my goodness, we are so excited tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but right here with my street Rev and you. So, today, Rev.
So, can you clear the airways for us, lady? Can you clear the airways?
Yes, I can.
All right.
And
get
I
it.
Think what you mean by that. You want me to pray.
Hello, somebody.
All right.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon giving you glory, honor, and praise, God. I thank you for every heart that is listening to the sound of our voice tonight,
thank
God.
You.
We decrease so that you may increase, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I will pray, God, there is something that we say that changes a life, saves a life, turns a life around, and we just want to water, God. We just want to just be used by you and to bring a level of conscience so that your people shall not perish, God. And we just thank you for selecting us and selecting them to walk with us and talk with us. God, I thank you and I praise you. I lift up the network to you. I lift up my mighty, mighty, mighty man of God, King Smith, that you've given to me, that has sent to find me, hallelujah. And I just thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to do. Ashe and amen.
Ashe. Amen. Glory be. Hallelujah. Just want to take this time. Today's topic will be fear. Yep, that's what we're going to rock with. And are you being honest about being in fear? Mm. What part of fear are you in, or are you in denial? Whatever the case may be, that's going to be our topic today. And some people don't like to speak it, but being honest, it's got a lot of nuggets in being honest, a lot of healing in being honest. So I have to do one thing, and somebody asked me to remind them when we were coming on, and I forgot. So I'm just going to text them and let them know we own, and we're going to get it started.
Yeah, good idea, Rev. I'm going to do the same. And can we ask everyone out there, share it with someone.
Okay.
Share it with someone.
Okay. But before we go any further, Genius is coming.
Hey.
Want to give a shout out to Bev. Bev, I hope you're out there. She does a wonderful engineering job for us and the many, many other people that she hosts and support. And Bev is a hands-on engineer, woman of God, and just a community activist, a loving
yes.
mother,
yes.
A real person, you know what
yes.
I'm saying, a human
yes.
being. Hello,
yes.
somebody.
Yes.
So I just want to give shouts out to her. I want to give shouts out to our sponsors, Dad's Club, Pearl, Sugar Freedom. I just want to give shouts out because sometimes some people get unnoticed, and we're not giving these shouts out to bragging points, but we just want to say we love you. We thank you for supporting us. Voices of Oakland, what's
mm-hmm.
up, Clarissa? I really appreciate them. Turner Group Construction with the whole group there. Thank you for, I keep saying, I hate when people do that. Thank you for Roses and Concrete. You already know, Doctors in the House. And we have a few more. Would you like to say the rest of them? Because I'm going to get this up out of me, okay? So can you take over right here while I get this
yeah.
In order? Hello.
Yeah. Michael Boyer, Greater Bay Area Television.
Yeah.
Paramount Films.
Yeah.
Also, Roots Community. We love working with all of our sponsors and partners. It's a pleasure. And looking forward to many more, Street Rev.
I don't know about how many. You know, he said, hey, make sure that you're equally yoked. But for those of you that's living outside of the box and don't believe in being in bondage and have your integrity and tenors up wide, hallelujah. We might see us coming.
Hey.
Don't sleep on us. But again, we want to talk about the spirit of fear because it is a spirit. And when you drop it off, it talks about when you spell it out.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
False evidence appearing real.
Wow, that's deep. Hmm. Say it again.
False
uh-huh.
evidence
uh-huh.
appearing real.
Wow.
And normally, I don't know about you, but a lot of times the fear that I deal with, it comes from somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Either a person, a place, or a thing that I've been involved with before.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't go right for me before, I can have a tendency to lean towards it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell the truth on me.
Okay.
Are you feel me?
The devil.
Hey, now, you know, and even that part, you know. So, you know, what is your fear today? What? I don't like claiming these things, but what are you still struggling with?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you willing to be honest about? I have been the type of dude, I can ace some things. I can go, what they say, 0 to 100 real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd be other things. I had to break it down and look at it and try to figure it out all alone, knowing I don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't want to do it. There is something attached to me believing that I'm not going to be successful in doing it.
Yeah.
Catch that.
Okay.
Before I even try it, I didn't cancel myself out.
Hmm.
So I know I'm the only one. I know ain't nobody else ever done this. You know, this is just me. But I just thought I'd bring that up and throw that out there. Are you raising your hand to admit that you've done it too, or are you just stretching?
I was actually stretching.
Stretching, but okay.
Yeah, you have me thinking, yeah, I've done it.
You've done it?
I've done it.
You've
and,
done it.
If I was completely honest, I do it from time to time. I catch myself, but I do it constantly correcting the flesh, the thought process.
And people, please know that we're just having a conversation. We're just coming on this radio show to have a conversation with people. We're never here to tell you right from wrong. We don't have the answers. We just love kicking it with our people.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. So, you know, let somebody know that we here, we own. And if you can chime in with us about that, it might be something that you're going through right now that you have fear of. Before you even put your feet to the ground to make it happen, there's all these voices going on telling you reasons why it can't happen or
mm-hmm.
because of something that you related to before in your past.
Right.
Fear really comes from your past.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you can't fear in the present. Hello, somebody.
Hmm.
You can't fear in the present because you don't even know what's going to happen.
Right.
But when you think back and you didn't have a successful engagement,
wow.
you start to wonder and doubt. And then all them little creatures come up in your mind. And then that's when sometimes we sell ourselves a dream or tell a story. Watch out, Mr. Gaten and Logan. We tell a story. And it's our story. Ain't got nothing to do with the situation.
Okay.
That's our story.
Okay.
So today, once again, it's Street Rev on the microphone, and we're getting it on straight up out of Oakland, California, and we're talking about the spirit of fear. And that spirit comes in multiple ways, and a whole bunch of little cousins, aunties, and little baby children with it. Can you help me with that?
It does. It will literally paralyze you, and you can't grow if you operate in the spirit of fear. It literally paralyzes you, and you can't grow at all. I mean, it'll physically manifest, mentally and physically, and of course spiritually. I can relate. I've experienced quite a bit of fear. I've overcome the fear, and I'm fighting daily. And of course, new levels. As they say, new devils, quote unquote. So, and then you think when you see people on stage or professionals or public figures that they don't have fear, and we do have fear. Wonder. It's just that we make a decision to walk to the other side of fear. We go through it. It's like a storm. All storms move. And with fear, we just decide to walk through it, you know, to the other side. But we experience fear. Even coming on to the radio show, I get butterflies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, as I slide into first base, because you know I'm multitasking right up to the moment.
Help me, Lord.
So I slide in and lights, camera, action, but keeping it real at the same time. But, you know, I feel that tightness in my stomach, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we will be having callers, we'll allow you to call in at about 5:45. We'll say 15 minutes towards the end of the show to let you call in. And you don't have to say your name, but you can chime in with us about, you know, a time that you know that you should have moved forward, but you let the spirit of fear paralyze you. And us parents, come on now, I'm finna go there. Us parents sometimes embark our fear on our children. You know, and instead of telling them, you know, watch out for the cars, look both ways when you walk, we have to add that stuff in there. Boy, you going to get hit by that car. You don't see that. Why we got to prophesize that he going to get hit? We don't have to strike fear.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times, even in society, fear is brought to the forefront, even right now, with Lil Chucky being in the office. He continuously speaks to wars and fights and what have you, people not being able to live here, people being paralyzed at home, not knowing if they're going to come home, and he's got them, you know, removed.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a real fear going on in the U.S. of A. right now.
Yeah. And when, you know, I can speak to that where I don't personally watch a lot of television. We don't watch a lot of television. That's another interesting thing, how God put us together. We enjoy watching the same thing, which is the word, listening to the word, music, and movies, but and even being in the entertainment business, which is kind of ironic. But when we first switched offices, I had the television on, and I noticed that just the sight and the voice and all the information was starting to, you know, make me feel nervous and anxiety. And I had to turn that thing off. So I just said that to say that your ear gates, your eyes, it's all intentional to create that type of global scare, to keep everybody off balance and not conscious and paying attention. The type of conversation, the tone, the mean faces, all that's intentional. Manipulation. It's all intentional. And so I noticed when I haven't turned it back. I've probably kept the television on, Rev, maybe about three days max. And then I turned it off, haven't turned it back on since. And I feel free. That why? Because I'm not feeding my spirit with that part of that negativity. I'm not living on the world system. I'm living, I don't know what he's doing right now. You and I, we couldn't tell
when we go visit, you know, other people, they kind of
they give us updates,
and we were like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
Other than that, we have no idea what's going on in the White House, and really not interested to a point.
Yeah.
To a point.
Yeah.
Because we are advocates. I lead women forums, and so does Rev. To a point, we know what we need to know,
mm-hmm.
but we're constantly behind the scenes trying to empower, which is why we do what we do here on the radio, to help our people, you know, prepare for tomorrow. So, yeah. So how what you feed yourself, Rev, is so important, too. You know, what you look at and what you hear, that is going to increase fear. So, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but sometimes we have to look back on our testimony. If God brought us through one trial and one desert experience, he'll do another. He's not limited on his grace and mercy and power and love. So when you're in the middle of the storm, looking back at what he brought us through, you know, because like you said something very interesting, sweetheart, that the fear is not right now because you have no idea. It's the past. But also, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh, I got to give the Holy Spirit a clap right there.
Okay.
Because, bruh, like the fear is behind us,
okay.
So is the victory.
Oh, what?
So it's a choice. Hello, we back to decision.
Okay.
What
okay.
choice? Whose report do you believe, right?
Okay.
So what choice? We got to look back regardless.
Okay.
You're going to look back.
You say if you look back, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt.
No, not on your one.
I'm looking forward.
I'm looking forward too, man.
Okay.
Check it out.
All right, I'm going to listen.
You said that the fear is not right now. It's your mind instantly goes back and gravitates to something bad that happened to you.
Right.
Which is why when I tried to jump that you were training me one day.
Yeah.
And you had me jumping those things and I couldn't jump. Why? Because I remember I hit my leg on it and it hurt.
Mm.
And I remember not losing my balance. So instantly my brain is a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
It showed me that past experience.
Right.
So it's just the same. What decision am I going to make when I look back at my, do I let's bring up the fear file or I bring up the victory file?
Mm.
Because, you see,
I'm
blessing myself. But now, I know about y'all.
But again, we're keeping it real on the show. Now, how many times do we pull up the fear file over the victory file? Hello, somebody. Oh, Lord. I got to pay this bill and this other money that went out. I got this ticket that I didn't expect. So now this money that I had tucked, it then ran out.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know that you didn't came through last month and did what you did when you sent sister who you sent to help me. But, Lord, where you at now? How we don't have that kind of faith, but we choose. But it's a choice. You're talking about choosing a choice. How that other spirit is so captivating and so easy for us to relate to?
That's a good question.
Good question. Like I said, once again, I don't have all the answers. But is it a little bit of being selfish and not having faith? Is it just a little bit of selfish? Because we want everything yesterday.
Right.
We a lot of us out here have microwave faith.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've said it.
Uh-huh.
Microwave faith. Hurry up and get it done, Lord. Hurry up. Get it done, husband. Hurry up, get it done, children. Hurry up and get it done.
Huh?
We live in that kind of society.
Right.
So when we speak on faith and we speak on fear,
mm-hmm.
fear has the power that we give it.
Right.
And a lot of times I don't think that we rock with faith over fear as much until you go through some things and your pride. Let me speak for me. When I came back to Oakland, California, and God showed me, oh, Lord, when I didn't play the hop, skip, and the jump and play the clown role for the church, I lost the two-bedroom. So they said, whoa, you're not, I couldn't play. So the two-bedroom went away. So I said, Lord, you're going to let me be out here homeless with these two kids? He said, why not? Why not you? And it took going through those buildings over at Eastmont Mall and one in Hayward and sitting there filling out all that paperwork and hearing people coming in talking about Frank the Bank. I remember Bishop David Hartfield Dials told me, man, you're going to take that jury off. Man, they ain't going to give you no help. You run around with that jury off. In my mind, I was just like, you know what? It ain't always been bad, and it ain't bad now. Right. But I ain't finna strip myself and fake it to get something out of them. But there was a course of man not wanting to go, not wanting to ask for help, and not wanting to be seen asking for help.
Yes.
So I think until we are stripped and then see God show up and show out, because we apply faith to put some, as you say, some wood on the fire and not care about how we look to man, I believe fear will stay around. Because a lot of times I believe fear, I'm associate fear with pride.
Okay.
Hello, I'm associate them two together. Because the pride will make you not want to look bad. You in fear of who going to see you. Come on now.
Right.
You in fear of not getting it done and how you going to look.
Right.
Come on now. For real, we are creatures of how things look.
Right.
I mean, you know, God, I wrote you out 5 years ago. You know, and please believe me. I said, Lord, she got to be candy to the eye. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We are creatures of what it looks like.
Okay.
Most relationships, you know, blind date. You show up looking like gang goofy. The person for the sneak out the back door. I don't care how much personality you have.
They don't
okay.
Know that yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So we just keeping it real here today, y'all. Straight out of Oakland, this Street Rev and Lady Tabitha. You know that. What we call ourselves again?
Street Rev and Lady Tabitha.
Broken Chains Ministry. It's free to be me. She lost the script, y'all. She's sitting there with her sunglasses on and everything. She done lost the script. She done lost the script.
You know, y'all looking at him looking so good.
Yeah, whatever. I'm hoping some of y'all is rocking with us on that spirit of fear, because we're going to kill that beast. And that's what it is. It's a beast, because we're more than overcomers, and we can do all things. And I'm talking to everybody. I don't care if you go to church or not or know the word or not.
Yeah.
He has no prospective person. Hello, somebody.
That's right.
And God said you are the apple of his eye. So he didn't create no mess, all right?
Yeah.
So don't even get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why it's Broken Chains Ministries, Free to Be Me, Church Without the Walls. Because in them walls be too much politics. Hello.
Oh, no.
So I ain't against nobody in the church. You do what you got to do to get to where you got to go.
Right.
But I didn't already play the game. Hello. So, you know, God allowed me to create a space for people with layers of pain.
Sure.
And don't mind coming together and putting it on the table.
Right.
Because they know we ain't going to judge them.
Right.
We one of another.
Right.
I believe in this day and time, God is raising up his own army.
He is.
His own army.
Yes.
A selective army at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just want to empower the people today that no matter what you're going through, come through it. And don't let fear cancel you out before you even give it a try.
Hmm.
Before you even give it a try, fear will strike.
Hmm.
It will always remind you of your past. And your past is just that. God is of the present. Hello. You better unwrap that thing, y'all. You better urge in the presence of God. I don't care, kings and queens. I ain't supposed to tell them all. Can I tell them?
Yes.
If you are, I am, in his image, then what does that make you? I'm going to let them figure it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them, you know what I'm saying? So they can't say I.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them figure it out.
Yeah.
When I look at Mr. Famous Finesse, I see a little Frank.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
And he created.
Right.
All right. We're going to leave that one for y'all to figure out. We're going to move on to our – can we move on? Can we move on to our second? You got something to say?
I do. I just – you know, you keep saying I just really got a breakthrough when we talk about looking – fear comes from the back. And life is all about choices. We have to make a decision. That we have to make a decision to be – to have joy. Everything is a decision. I'm learning that, and it's instilling in my spirit more and more every day of my life. So if I can make a choice to open the fear file, why don't I open the victory file? Because I got to look back regardless,
right,
is what we have discovered today in this conversation. It's coming from the back, but we overcome by our testimonies. We're overcomers. So
So I'm, Rev, I'm consciously, I thank you for bringing it out, consciously, I'm going to make a decision. And it's going to be, I'm going to keep it real, it's going to be a fight for me, for you, for any of us, because we're made of flesh. Uh-huh. And we've been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years. It didn't happen overnight, but it's a decision. It can change overnight, but it's a fight. And we can do it. We can do it. We can do it. We come today to empower you and to touch and agree with you and tell you, yes, we can do it. So I'm going to be practicing that all week, and I'm going to tell you about it next time we come on, that file.
Mm.
Instead of reaching for the fear file, and my hand may even go out to the fear file, but I'm going to remember this conversation today.
Okay.
And I'm going to move it over to the left.
Okay.
And grab the victory file.
All right, grab
And I've been watching us do that. You know, you and I, we work close together. We live close together. Mm. We talk. We can talk, y'all. Him and I, we wake up in the morning. We can talk clear. We can do a 24-hour, no problem.
Mm.
If nothing gets done.
I might snore. I might fall out on you, though. You know.
He'll be back. Yeah. But we enjoy talking. But I noticed we've been doing that. We've been going through great trials and tribulations, but also greater blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed, watching you has encouraged me. You get me charged up, Rev,
mm-hmm.
when I see you. That initial thing might be, but turn to the left, bam, and grab that victory file. You
God
know, he does blood. Not keep you in a headlock,
mm-hmm.
you know. He I don't even know. He don't even get you in a headlock, but it's like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
It might start the whole movement, but you switch it up on him,
mm-hmm.
and I praise God for that. It's an honor to walk with you and to watch you
mm-hmm.
and to help and watch you coach other people around the world. We get calls all around the clock because we do international business and around state, but it doesn't matter. People know when he say, I walk with you, they can call.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lady Tabitha, I, you know, hey, I like my beauty sleep now. So pray for me. I'm getting better. But Brad can call him anytime. He's going to answer and coach you through it with passion at 3 in the morning. I was like, who are you talking to? Because remember, the phone is under my pillow, right?
Hello, somebody. It's a blessing. It's always an honor and a privilege. I look at it from both sides, you know. I'm just keeping real. I just smoke so much crack. I'm lucky to be sane. I know I'm blessed to be sane. You feel
Amen.
Me? And I've done so much manipulation and, you know, because in the game, you know, we didn't know, but shoot, game was on us.
Hmm.
And I was taught how to be, you know what I'm saying? I learned how to be wicked.
Hmm.
You know, I had to strategize. I was a little brother running around here, maybe 100 and some pounds, you feel me? So, you know, with all them devices, and when you grow up in Oakland, California, I'm an OG. I go back 30 years. I graduated Fremont Tigers, holler one time. I graduated in 1981, you feel me, from Fremont High School. So I go that far back in the town when we was coming up with the Falcon Boys and the Cougars. And, you know, I ain't put nobody's name out there, but it was like, you know, Oakland was like baby Hollywood.
Mm,
you
wow.
see Rolls Royces and Benz and Jags rolling up and down Foothill Boulevard like it was nothing.
Really?
Foothill was a strip, you feel me?
Okay.
So I when I come up, you get out and be laid down. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't no time for slouching, but we had ethics.
Okay.
You know, when we were coming up, mm-hmm. even though it's been a game on us, especially my culture, we still had a community within a community.
Okay.
And we had some respect for one another. These drive-by shootings and stuff like that, that didn't start till the middle part of the 80s.
Right.
You know, you just driving by shooting in the wind. We used to get in the middle of the street and do what we do. You know, you can see us holding up traffic, but we was using our knuckles. We would fight.
Okay.
You know, I'm not condoning the fighting each other, but y'all know we're just living real. We're being honest right here, right? We didn't do it. We had style and grace. You know, it was about finesse. Now it's just the aggressive spirit of demise and hurt each other, you know, and it's very unfortunate what we do as a people. But in our defense, let me say this, in our defense, we have been taught to hate each other. We've been segregated, separated, and another something.
Right.
You know,
for years.
For, you know, since the beginning of time, you know, when we go all the way back where if you were a lighter shade of color,
yeah.
you got to be inside a master house like
right.
you was privileged. They
right.
knew what they was doing when they did it.
Right.
And then they even had us capturing us.
Yep.
And I've noticed that there's a spirit amongst my culture people that we want to be better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be better than the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings a lot of turmoil in families.
Yes.
You know, it's a lot that's going on, and it comes from when we don't know who we are
yes.
as kings and queens.
Yes.
You know, that leaves that door open for us to victimize each other.
Yes.
And a lot of people are still in pain.
Yes.
And I'm understanding more and more as I get older about that spirit that says that, what they say, hurt people hurt people.
Sure, yes.
Hurt people hurt people because they're
hurt.
Yes.
Hello,
somebody. So we want to speak to all the hurt people out there today. You know, sometimes you feel like don't nobody care and don't nobody understand, and you feel like you got to be that way for what you've been through, what you've come through. No, you don't.
Right.
Again, they don't make it right because I'm saying it. We're just having a conversation, right?
Right.
But I don't believe anybody has to hurt somebody because they've been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in that position. Did you like being hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Did you agree with the pain? And holding other people's ignorance in your temple can weigh you down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me think about when you say that. You know, a lot of times we're taught just kind of go with your emotions, like you like even that cliche, hurt people hurt people. And that's true. However, if you choose to put the work in, you can change. You can reprogram your soul, your spirit, in your mind, in your body.
And when you say put the work in, what do you mean by put the work in?
What I mean by that is, maybe you need to go to counseling. Maybe you need to get involved with some groups. Definitely. The word
get involved with some groups. That means I'm telling my business. We've been taught since
right.
little kids, don't tell your business.
Right. But,
and then people gossip. I come into a counseling group and tell y'all my business. I got to hear Goofy down the street talking about.
That's true. So
you sure?
I'm sure because or find someone that you can trust, and that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
For me, sometimes I call my friends all the way back in Florida and Texas because, and I understand, as a leader, I can't have my business all over the street. I'm a very private person, but you're absolutely right. Or you may have to go to a group that no one knows you, but it's good to get it out. That's something we practice. And Rev and I are in a place now where God just emptied us out. Like, we don't keep secrets, we don't keep things inside, and we feel much better. And I had a hard time with that because I couldn't trust anyone. So we understand that. But that's what I mean by put the work in. At some point,
yeah.
like I had to do, you got to put your pride down, you put your fear down. And
so what you're saying is you got to get naked.
You
got to
get naked.
You got
to take the steps unless you are willing to stay in prison in your mind and your spirit forever. We're back to decision again. Make a decision. Do you want to stay in prison in your mind and your spirit, or do you feel you deserve the opportunity to be free and to be loved? This is a decision.
A lot of people don't feel like they deserve.
True, true.
And we've been taught that we don't deserve.
That's true. And so, I mean, it's like peeling back layers. Like to me, what I would say to that is, I'm sure we feel like that. We feel like we've been cheated. Sometimes we even feel justified. And guess what? You may have every reason to feel that way because it's true. But like we often talk about, those people have went on about their life, and you're holding the bag and in prison. So, again, if no one ever loved you, love yourself. You could muster up a mustard seed of faith and just step out just a tiny bit. That's all we encourage you to do, just a tiny bit. As a mustard seed, that little seed is going to grow, and that's all you need. And I promise you, we serve a God, a creator, that will move heaven and earth, the whole universe, to line up with you if you just step out just a tiny bit. And every one of us has that in us, size of a mustard seed. And then you just take baby steps, and you build on that, and you build on that.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by putting the work in. And all of us are at different levels of putting the work in.
Mm-hmm. You sure look sexy saying that. I'm putting the work in. What time to show up? I'm putting the work in. You feel me? Well, you showed up. I'm trying to
make it. I saw you looking at me like, girl, I thought you looked like,
that lipstick you got on doing something to a brother. You know? Put the work in.
I'm
ready to get a real offering. Hello.
Let me give a bath for y'all. You feel the giving spirit.
Okay,
all
right. Let me lay hands on you, honey.
So, but Rev, I often think about you. I said this to you the other day. You talk about you didn't grow up with a father, you know, instruction, but no one would ever know that because you are an amazing father with structure. When I tell you structure, folks, when I met them, of course, God had placed them on my screen just to pray for them. I watched them and prayed for them like 30 days before I had the opportunity, the opportunity to meet them. And I could tell he was very structured. I could feel his heart. It was his children and it was the community's children.
Mm.
And then after meeting them and then me becoming part of the family, nothing has changed from day one for me first looking at that video. I got to tell you.
Mm.
And so people say, if you haven't had a father figure, you can't be a good father. And I'm a living witness watching you close up, hands on. That's not true. And I complimented you the other day, not because you're my husband, but because it's true. I'm seeing God's glory in you. And I asked you, I said, honey, how are you able to be a good father? Like, what motivated you to be a good father, being that is a structured father, a loving father? I see him give I see him keeping it so real with his children. They're going to be amazing adults because if they can get it at 7 and 9, I can't even articulate it at this moment, but there's something that he does that a lot of parents don't do. Even if this man will teach them, even if it shines a light on himself, but he wants them to be so great and be such amazing adults. And taking all the lessons learned and teaching them that, you know, and discipline. They go to bed at a certain time. They read a certain amount of time. They are not raised by an iPad or a television. They have Keep It Real. He allows them to express themselves. They're A students. They speak several languages. And when I met him, this was one of my confirmations. I told my mother and my grandmother, I said, it seems like I raised these kids because I knew that's the type of parent I would be.
Mm.
I said, but he did even a better job than I would have because he's a man. So a man has a really special place in a girl's life as well as a boy's life. And he taught them the word. They're worshipers. They pray every day, all day. You know what I'm saying? Like they're already walking in their purpose. They are very grateful for the simplest thing. They feed the homeless. They've been doing it since they were babies and love it and comfortable in their anointing.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can't tell it all. I mean, we got to get the, but Rev, how? Like, so you put the work in.
Oh.
When I met him, he was going classes, groups. I'm sure that wasn't your thing back in the day, being the OG Frank the Bank. This man was great. He got a whole suitcase of certificates and plaques and this and that from parent, school district. He gets involved. That's what I'm talking about, putting the work in.
Put the work in.
You know, he showed up with his two children. He put the work in. He's been doing this for 20 years. He ain't just started when he came back to Oakland. When he was in Green Bay, he did it. And he's doing it here, and he encourages other men to do it. But he didn't have a father figure, a male figure to look up to be the type of dad he is. You know, I compliment his grandfather, what he tells me, he was there.
Right.
And that says a whole lot right there,
right,
just
right.
Solid
yeah.
And there. And that is, you are a solid man, a solid friend, a solid person.
Right.
So putting the work in.
Yeah, and it goes back to choices.
It goes back to choices.
Yeah.
It didn't come easy. So, uh-huh. Like, how does that happen? I mean, you know, and I know we're talking about fear, but it's all wrapped up in there, right?
Well, fear is in there, too, though.
Because
I've been fearful of being an embarrassment to my children. Like,
they count on me. Right. You know, I've been having these two since they was created. You feel me?
Right.
Even in Wisconsin. So it's been a journey, long one.
Yes.
And having to be transparent in front of my children to let them know I don't have all the answers. I'm not perfect.
Yes.
But I will not play equal with my children.
Yes.
And I'm one of them dads that I ain't sparing the rod.
Yes.
You feel me? Come on now. We're going to keep it 100. These children are learning too much out here. And if you don't be the parent, you're going to be, you're going to be something. I don't know what it is. Not to call it on this line, but parental guidance is a must. And what I learned to do, because this is my second round. Hello, somebody.
Yes.
The first round, I made a lot of mistakes because I don't really come with a blueprint.
Sure.
They can give you these books and whatnot, but they don't tell you. You're dealing with multiple different personalities.
Right.
And the one thing I did learn is that you have to, like, back in the day, Fabulous was a model. Cassius was a baller. She played all sports. Giovanna, that was my poet. And Cezanne was my actor.
Yeah.
You know, I had a crew.
Yeah.
So I had to make sure everybody saluted each other in their field. When they talk about staying in lane and in their purpose, when Fab was modeling, we all went and hoorahed her on. When Cash is on that baseball field, we all sitting there in the bleachers, basketball, hoorahing her on. We all lifted each other up. Like with families that have multiple kids, a lot of time a parent feel bad and won't buy something, don't have enough money for all the children, but they see something that stands out for that one child.
Right.
But they won't buy it because they can't come home. They've been taught in their mind and guilt, if I come home with this one, all the rest of them going to be mad.
Right.
Guess what? Going to that. That's teaching them that, you know, if you get something, all y'all supposed to, that's not the real life.
Right.
So I practice real life. No matter who talk about me, how it's going to feel.
Right.
And I keep it real with my kids. So we cool. We a team.
Yes, you guys are.
And I preach that. No limit.
Yeah.
You know, it's us. It's us. No limit, baby.
Yeah.
You know. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed to really choose that blueprint just to be authentic. And I used to hate it coming up. My mom was a single parent. And I didn't get let my mama rest in peace, but I got more whoopings than I wasn't even a bad boy, and I didn't like whoopings. You know what I'm saying? But, man, Sharon Smith, these kids around here, they so timid. Man, Sharon Smith get that coat, the what they call them, the stinky corn, okay? Man, that woman whooped my initials on me one day, you know?
Okay.
But what? No, when I check mine, I check them, but I'm ministering to them too.
Sure.
I'm letting them know why I'm checking.
Yeah.
And I don't go for all them little silly games. I call them spirits for what they are. I check them at the door.
Yes.
And I let them know I love you still, but partner, you didn't cross, man. I'm.
Yeah.
I let them know. You know. You messing with a G, baby. But that gives them encouragement. I remember one time at No Limit, Feet to the Street.
Uh-huh.
We right before we was going out to feed, we did our check-in, and the check-in was three questions. What is it about this week that, you know, impressed you? What was it? The other one was, what are you still working on? And something about, wait a minute, what do you not like about what gets on your nerves about yourself?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And my son said, he said, Daddy, my turn. We went around the room. He said, it get on my last nerve when my daddy have to check me. He said, it get on his last nerve, okay? So some of the room was old school or whatnot, and they was like, oh, this boy in trouble.
Uh-huh.
You know, the room kind of froze, you know what I mean? But I bless God that I have a communication with my children. They're allowed to speak their minds to a certain degree.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to keep this decent and in order. Watch how you talk to me. But he released it, and I was like, cool. You know, I'm laughing. But he released it. He said he don't like to get checked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can get talked to, but he know the checking, you know, it comes with a little more authority. But he understands when I go there.
And so, you know, what that tells me right there, Rev, is that he didn't have fear to speak and say that. Most kids would not have said that to their parents in public with a room full of people, you know. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So
I think we got time for call-ins. Anybody want to call in? You see that number on the screen.
Give us a holler and let us know how you feel about the spirit of fear. And are you in fear? And give us some tips on how to overcome it, and tell the public out there how to overcome fear and how you overcame some fear.
Amen. We want to hear from you. It's not just about us. It's all about you, everyone around the world. I mean, you know, for some reason, I'm really excited about the people that are listening to this now, but also later, the archive. This is a timeless piece. I'm really enjoying myself. I feel the spirit. I feel the anointing of God, yokes being broken, the spirit of fear. And I'm actually going to forward this file out to a couple of people because I hope it blesses them. A lot of people will look at you and I and think that we don't experience real stuff, but too much is given, much is required. And I just want to go back over this acronym, FEAR, failure. What is this? Can you say this again?
Fear?
Yes.
False.
Evidence.
Appearing.
Real. Ain't that real talk right there?
Real talk. Straight up.
Because this show enough be seeming real.
Yeah, it'd be real. Look here. I just sat there in the car or whatever. Girl, look here. I remember when I was retiring out of the game, and I hadn't had a real job. You know, so I went to a job interview, and out of fear. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know a lot of that, what's that called, application or whatever. I didn't know a lot. Man, come on now. You know, fear got me. So I told the lady I was going to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom around the corner down the street and never went back to the interview. So fear can pop up in so many ways. Fear can imparity.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in parenting, it can come up in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It can come up in sports.
Yeah,
you know, it's 3 seconds left in the game, and you at the free throw line.
Okay.
You know, fear has a place and it has a root. But today we just wanted to throw out some tips that faith over fear.
Faith over fear. I want to write that down. Cause sometimes I don't know about y'all listening, but you know me, honey. I like to write formulas, but I'm going to literally write out faith, and I'm going to draw a line, and I'm going to write, put fear at the bottom.
Mm.
It's something about a visual.
Okay.
It's something about, especially adult learners, you know, that's how commercials are made. You know, the way that they make money on different restaurants, they keep playing that same Burger King commercial over.
And it'd be looking good on a commercial.
Yeah,
it
looks good. Oh. And then there's another thing that they do. They pay for a certain amount of slot because we have to see things a certain amount of time before it really registers. And they turn the volume up.
Okay.
You notice that?
Yes.
The volume turned up on the commercials.
Always intentional.
And that's because it's invading your senses.
Yes.
It's visual. It's going to give it to you 30 times. Every time there's a commercial, you got to see that ice cream or that Burger King or that new Cadillac, whatever it is, they're making your mouth water. And then they turn the frequency up on the sound. So it's all tied together. But so I like to write things down. You know, on our walls in our house, we have stuff, all kind of empowerment words and scriptures and declarations. But faith, over, draw the line, and then put
Let me ask you a question. Is all our stuff out of the Bible?
No, it's not. Because everything that you need to survive, your supplements, just like you may eat them you may eat three meals a day, but most of us take supplements, vitamins, protein, whatever. And I feel the same way about my spirit man. I give it supplements. So, yes, I love the word, and I get a lot of richness. But a lot of things I get straight from heaven just through my worship, or I may get from a good book that I read, you know. We're reading a lot of good books now. So
this is a personal walk, would you say, this thing called life?
Very personal. Mm. Very.
So in the personal walk, fear has a way of crippling us. I have been in fear to ask for help at times.
Me too.
That is a big one. So that's why I said earlier in the show that pride and selfishness comes together with that. And I know, I'm a pastor, ordained, the whole nine, licensed, the whole nine, but I'm a realist, okay?
Yes,
I'm going to tell the truth on me, all right? I have,
witnessed that, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm still working on that mm-hmm. to be empowered to allow people in to help me. I don't yeah. like asking for help, probably because that fake pride about I think I need to have it all together.
Right.
Then if I ask, I really need help. And if you tell me no, I'm being my emotions. So I've learned not to live through my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I can say mm-hmm. I checked that one off the box. I don't even trip no more.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for you. You know what I'm saying? You really allowed me to really be free
mm-hmm.
As we came together as one, rocking under the Holy Spirit. Because when God allowed me to come get you, mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, Lord, you love me. Yeah. Look at this mama right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you way cool, girl. I got to give it to you. You're way cool. You so much cool. I'm cool with saying you cool on the air. You know, but God released something in me. I chose to release it, going back to the choices.
Mm-hmm.
I chose to release it because if I would allow fear to interject, I wouldn't have never came and got you.
Right.
I mean, you know, I would have thought of all the reasons why I couldn't approach you.
Right.
Then we had the nerves to have a waiting period. We were supposed to meet at 12 o'clock.
Right.
On a hot day, you know, right. And I had to sit 5 hours waiting for you. And at that time, battle of the mind was happening. It was all kind of other thoughts coming, trying to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I kept blocking them out and shutting them down because I know, again, going back to spending that 101 time with your spirit man,
yes.
I know I had heard from my spirit man.
Right.
Say, you wrote her out 5 years ago. She over there. Go get her. And I had only seen you one time.
Right.
So imagine, you know, girl, you done been all over the country, the whole 9 yards. You have an aura of success. And you're beautiful. Bless God. Mm-hmm. So at that time that I met you, my whole life was, what's that song, Misty Baby? My whole life. Yeah, come on now. So, but it was the king in me and the God in me that had enough confidence. Come on, sing this song.
Turn Misty Baby.
Yes. It was the king in me and the God in me that pushed forward through fear and doubt and all those other things
mm-hmm.
and said, no, I'm trust what I heard from God.
Mm-hmm.
And bless God, we're sitting here today. But choices.
Yes. Choices.
Choices. And I made sure as I waited for you those 5 hours,
mm-hmm.
I didn't role play any activity, any reasons why you wouldn't hear me, why one time that thing came up, oh, she ain't going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was after your second phone call telling me, Pastor, I'm not trying to waste your time, but I got something I'm dealing with, been meaning to deal with it, and it finally happened. And I told you, I said, well, this day has purpose.
Yes,
so I'm going to wait for you. Don't even trip. I'll be here when you get done.
And he has the same joy and focus that he does right now. We're talking about that this morning.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I was sitting in that chair right there. You're sitting there.
Okay.
And
hallelujah. I'm sitting in it now.
My heart. That's what I call
heart,
baby.
Hello, somebody. So you have to go beyond your normal senses, your normal mind. When you want something in this world, or God tells you you can have something, your spirit man rises up, or spirit woman rise up and say, it's okay. It's really okay. You have to fight through everything else when you open your mouth and release what God has told you or shown you.
Because yes.
God always gives us a little glimpse of what's to come, you know. So don't share with everybody. I would say you can't talk to everybody because there's a lot of doubting Thomases. And then some people, they don't give a damn about your theory or your vision or your faith. You know, 90% of the people, then the other 10%, they waiting for you to fail anyhow.
Yeah.
So really be intentional about your faith. You have to daily renew your mind.
Yeah.
Because if you don't go 2 days with some kind of, I don't care if you worship in the dough now, if that's working for you, that worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go 2 days without, it's like 30 days. You got to start all over again.
Right.
And there's going to always be life in front of you. Life going to be life.
Right.
There's going to be altercations, situations, and penetration.
Right.
Not that way, but you know what I'm saying. There's
right. going
to always be something penetrating to make you see something different, like you talk about the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example, Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think them carpets, them different color carpets, is they're there for design to make you look and be, you know, offbeat and be the music, the jingles,
right,
all that is made to have you offbeat. The waitresses coming around and they little tutus and giving you free drinks to make you feel good and tipsy. Say, man, game on, fam. It's time for us to power up and raise your conscience. That's what we're coming.
Say, well, this is making us conscious.
It's time.
Conscious.
It's past time.
Yeah.
Free to be me.
And I love that you selected this topic today because we could talk about all kinds of stuff. But if that fear pop in and you don't know how to process it and kick it out the door, put your neck, sit on the neck, we could talk all day, but you won't even get to the land of milk and honey or the promises of God because fear, there's so much talent in the graveyard right now. And why? Because of fear.
That's true.
And they died with all that genius, all the creativity and ideas locked up inside because they were afraid to make a move.
I know somebody with a beautiful voice, can out-sing a lot of singers. That's recording right now, but have fear.
Mm-hmm.
And fear will create stories. And most of us are artists, and we can paint a picture.
Mm-hmm.
We can paint a picture and have a justification that would just make us sail the other direction away from our gifts.
Right.
So we just want to come to you today. We got a couple of minutes left. We want you to be empowered by your faith over fear.
Mm-hmm. Honey, while you were talking, I wrote faith, and then I drew a line like grass on the top and then dirt on the bottom, meaning that faith over fear. So the faith, I wrote down heaven, empowering, freedom. I was just thinking of words. I don't know if you can add anything to that. And then fear underneath the line and hell, death. I should put entrapment, you know, prison, manipulation. And so I'm just trying to paint a picture, you know, faith over fear. This is good for me. And I would ask you, this is a good exercise if everyone, if you had a pen and paper, write faith and then draw a line and then write fear underneath it and begin to list all the things that fear represents to you.
Right.
And then on faith, write everything on top, what that represents to you. Something powerful in writing and the visualization. Thanks so much for that. Yeah, this blessed me.
So let's give a shout out to our past guest, Mr. Sean Robinson, Dr. Sean Robinson, who is doing great things down there in Wisconsin. He stepped out on faith and bless God, he's really doing some stuff, some incredible work with people that dyslexia that were told they would never read or whatnot. Sean is really down there making a difference. I want to give him big ups down there in Wisconsin. Also, our other guest, Holly, how you doing? You and Blackjack in the house. Holly, she's a international motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Have an awesome testimony. If y'all was on last show, Holly really blessed us.
Yes, she did.
And then the girl that kicked it off for us for Parent Voices of Oakland was none other than that beast, Clarissa. Clarissa ain't no joke, y'all.
Yeah.
Clarissa will make a new law in a minute. Y'all been messing with Clarissa. That's my girl, for real, for real. So, you know, with that being said, the next guest, October 1st, is guess who, boo?
Who?
You! Yay, yay. We're going to tap into your story. Yes, Boss Queen, First Lady Tabitha Smith will be our next guest on the show. First, we're going to talk about her testimony, what she's overcome, what she's up against now. I'm just shut up, and we're going to do it on October 1st. This will be our guest.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we're looking forward to opening you up, sister.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to opening up and talking. And that used to be a fear for me. not tell my personal business.
Okay.
You know, I'm very private, so I'm overcoming that fear to even say yes. I'll open up. You can ask me anything you want.
Yeah, and y'all heard that fear. Fear came again in her personal business.
Right.
Her personal business. TK daughter. It tells you about your personal business. We what? Through our testimony.
Yes.
So here's our ending song. We love y'all. Be blessed. This is, what's that? Your faith over fear? Okay.
Yes.
No Limit, baby. Feet to the Street. Broken Chains Ministries. We are the Church Without Walls. I am Street Rev.
And Lady Tabitha.
Y'all are blessed. Peace.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. too. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it
without you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.